Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric evaluation. Patient's name is Margaret Panzone, P-A-N-Z-O-N-E. Date of birth, 7/19/1955. Date of evaluation, 8/1/2023. New paragraph. Patient is a 68-year-old female, divorced 3 times, last time having been 7 years ago, comma, currently residing alone, comma, mother of one of a daughter, 44 years old, comma, employed in the insurance business for the past 5 years, comma, referred by self for medication evaluation and management of anxiety and depressive symptomatology since her psychiatrist, comma, Dr. Mirasol, M-I-R-A-S-O-L, comma, recently retired, period. New paragraph. Patient states she has been prescribed on Wellbutrin XL, 150 milligrams, for the past year. Period. Prior to this, she reported having been on Lexapro, though was came discontinued in May. As she states, at that time, she had been informed that her GFR was decreasing, and due to concern over renal changes, patient and her doctor felt it was best that she change her medication to Wellbutrin, period. Patient states that she's also in therapy with a Lisa Protherv, spelled P-R-O-T-H-E-E-R-V-E, whom she sees on a weekly basis, period. Patient described that her past 2 relationships with men were abusive, period. She stated she ended a relationship about a year ago due to financial and emotional abuse issues, period. She also has an order of protection against her ex-fiancé, period. Patient states she does have close friends and is very active in the church and volunteers a lot, period. She describes herself as a people person and a nurturer, N-U-R-T-U-R-E-R, period. She also describes herself as having perfectionistic tendencies and being hard on herself, period. Patient reports sleeping from about 9 to 10 p.m. to 4 a.m., though periodically waking up throughout the night, having an overactive bladder, period. She describes her appetite as being stable, period. She reports drinking alcohol on an infrequent basis, usually having wine. Last usage was about 3 to 4 months ago, period. She denies any illicit substance usage, period. No reported usage of nicotine and minimal usage of caffeine, period. She describes her most concerning issue at this point is renal function changes, which is being followed up with her nephrologist regarding a decreased GFR, period. Psychiatric history. Patient stated she first experienced anxiety and depression in her teens, period. In college is when she first sought treatment for depression, having gone to a psychiatrist, period. At that time, she was prescribed on Tofranil, period. Patient stated she ended college after her 3rd year when she got married, period. She reported being on and off medications throughout the years, period. Past reported usage having been prescribed on Paxil, comma, Tofranil, comma, Lexapro, comma, Ambien, and Ativan, period. Patient denied any history of suicide attempts, period. She states she would never consider committing suicide due to religious beliefs, period. She denies any history of aggressivity, period. She did report having had 1 psychiatric hospitalization in 1987 when she voluntarily was admitted to Huntington Hospital for 3 weeks for depression, at that time going through her first divorce, period. New paragraph, medical history. Patient has an allergy to penicillins in which she develops hives, period. Her primary care physician is Dr. Rangulan, spelled R-A-N-G-U-L-A-N, period. Endocrinologist is Dr. Theofanis Mitsinokos, first name T-H-E-O-F-A-N-I-S, last name M-I-T-S-I-N-I-K-O-S, period. Cardiologist is Dr. Bishop, period. Nephrologist is Dr. Gosalia, period. G-O-S-A-L-I-A. Urogynecologist is Dr. Neiman, N-I-E-M-A-N, N-I-E-M-A-N, period. The patient is 5'4", weighing 210 pounds, period. She has a history of hypertension, prescribed on amlodipine, period. History of hypothyroidism, prescribed on Synthroid, period. History of overactive bladder, period. She has status post-appendectomy in 2018, period. Status post-thyroidectomy 13 years ago due to thyroid nodules, period. As previously stated, she did report that a couple months ago she was found to have decreasing GFR, which is for which she continues to undergo follow-up, period. Otherwise, patient denies any acute somatic complaints and does not appear in any acute physical distress, period. New paragraph, family history. Patient is in the middle of 5 children, period. She has 2 brothers and 2 sisters, all whom reside in Nassau County, period. She describes being closest to her oldest sister, period. She states her youngest sister is a retired nurse who had a history of substance abuse and is now prescribed on antidepressants, period. She stated that her father was physically and emotionally abusive towards her while she was growing up, period. She questioned whether or not he had a history of PTSD from World War II, period. Patient describes not being close to her daughter, but did not go into details, period. Patient denies any history of suicide in the family, period. She reported at age 12 she had been sexually abused by her neighbor and at that time only told her mother, period. New paragraph, mental status exam at time of evaluation revealed a 68-year-old female appearing younger than stated age, neatly groomed in casual attire, period, pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period, psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period, speech spontaneous, normal productive, goal-directed, period, mood euthymic, describing periods of anxiety due to recent medical issues, period, affect appropriate, period, no evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period, no evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period, however, the patient did express somatic preoccupation, period. She denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. She's awake, alert, oriented times 4 with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. Insight and judgment intact, period. New paragraph, diagnoses, F33.9, major depressive disorder, recurrent episode, comma, unspecified, period. Rule out F34.1, dysthymic disorder, period. Rule out F43.23, adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood, period. Recommendations, as patient is not expressing any desire to make any medication changes at this time, we'll continue prescription for Wellbutrin XL, 150 milligrams QAM, period. Also discuss with patient resuming treatment with Ativan, 0.5 milligrams daily, PRN for anxiety, period. Patient was given information on GeneSight, psychotropic, pharmacogenomic testing, period. She's to continue individual therapy with Lisa Protherve, P-R-O-T-H-E-R-V-E, on a weekly basis and will obtain consent to coordinate care as needed, period. Patient is to have ongoing medical follow-up and routine labs with most recent labs to be forwarded to this office for review, period. Patient is returned to this office for follow-up in 3 to 4 weeks. Period. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much. Goodbye.